Future Diamonds Podcast.
Hello, everybody. I'm Martin Petter, consultant of HR Diamonds, and we welcome you to a new episode of our HR Diamonds Podcast, Personalentwicklung to Go. It's already number 7, and it is very exciting that you're still with us on this wonderful journey. And again, we try to bring in an English edition for our English listeners. And today, we jump in the model of the situational leadership. Here today is a wonderful Barbara Horek, and we will discuss a bit about situational leadership and the perspectives of the employee side. Welcome, Barbara.
Thank you, Martin. It's nice to be here again.
Barbara, can you give us a short introduction to the model of situational leadership, please?
Yes, with pleasure. The situational leadership was developed by Paul Hersey and Kenneth Blanchard, and it's a theory which suggests that no single leadership style is best. It all depends on the situation you are dealing with as a manager, meaning the development level of your people, the task, the nature of the task you're performing, and maybe other factors that might contribute again to the job done. According to this theory, the most effective leaders are able to adapt their leadership or management style to the situation based on their assessment. We are using terms during the podcast based on the situational leadership too. So if you hear directing or coaching or supporting, delegating, that would mean that they are the terms from the situational leadership too. And we identify 4 different primary leadership styles in the situational leadership and also maturity or development level of the employee in the situational leadership. But we are not going to talk about the terms or talk about this development level per se, because we will talk about our own experiences.
Very nice, Barbara. Thank you. So what I hear here strongly is the way how leaders adapt their leadership style according to situations in, let's say, 4 different ways, and how they can like really feel the employees there. So very interesting part, Barbara. Can you give us some insight from yourself, from your personal experiences, and how you are feeling led and how this personally for you on the employee side?
Yes, the maturity or development level is kind of a measure of an individual's ability to complete a task as well as the willingness of that person to complete a task. And this is important, for example, when somebody is entering to a job. Assigning a job to a member who is willing and very enthusiastic because he or she is very happy they've been selected for this job. But this person is still lacks the ability to perform a particular task. That is a recipe to failure. And this is an important part of situational leadership, what we always say, that at the beginning, people would need a more directing type of leadership. And how does it feel? For example, how did it feel for me that my boss was having weekly meetings with me? We were sitting together. We were checking through what am I doing? What am I working on? If I'm on the right track, if I'm able to perform that job, what's actually assigned to me. And through these meetings, my boss was always monitoring my job, as well as she was always giving me some support, some ideas, how I can further develop myself.
Yeah, very interesting. And when I look at myself, and I'm quite fresh within the company of HR Diamonds, in a couple of months now, I saw how it personally affected me and how I was very much under the protective umbrella from my leader at the beginning, which was very important to me and very, very nice. And now more on the path where I can be more an autonomous thinker and doer in my personal way of working. And I saw this process by myself. Very interesting. Yeah. Can you give us some examples, some techniques, some methods according to the situational leadership?
Yes, I was thinking that, for example, from manager's side, mindfulness is an extremely important tool what they are using during the situational leadership. You as a manager, you need to be very mindful about your employees, what they are working on. What I mentioned before, the regular meetings is an important part. Coaching sessions is also an important part later on your career. Yeah. When you are already at a level when you can perform tasks by yourself, you are not necessarily needing your boss to be close to you. As you said, Martin, before, you can already make some decisions. You can already perform a part of a task. but the responsibility stays always with your manager, with your boss, who is supervising you. Yeah? And as you move on in these maturity levels and you are obtaining your skills, it's important that you bring your employee to a level where they are feeling comfortable to use those skills. They feel comfortable to take responsibilities. They feel comfortable to get out of their comfort zones and explore something new. And this is only you as a manager who can give feeling to your employees. Sometimes they are just shy. Sometimes they will never be able to perform alone. Sometimes they never want to perform alone something, yeah, which you also need to accept as a manager. So techniques, and that's why I said mindfulness is an important part. And of course, regular meetings, regular talks, communication, not only with that person, but also with the team. How does it go? How does it moving on? Is important.
I hear here mindfulness and also communication, which is a very important factor. And along this way, the directing style and the style of coaching, which I hear on this way, as a very strong factor in the situational leadership. When we also give a bit of a light on the critical part and like also your experiences on the employee side when it comes to more difficult situations, what can you give us kind of insights on that?
Yeah, it can also be, it may be very hard for people to understand that why a manager is treating people at the same level differently. Maybe it can send a conflicting signal to subordinates because based on the assessment of the manager can be that one person needs to be treated differently than the other. People can think that they dealt with unfairly way compared to their peers. And this can also create some problems in the workplace between colleagues. The bosses, they can accurately and objectively assess the situation. But most of the time, emotions are also coming in. And especially with the younger managers, it can happen that decisions are made by gut feelings, more like based on emotions than on objective assessment. That's also something what can also steer a little bit within, because what we say that social and interpersonal factors playing an important role, yeah, which is important. Nevertheless, the situation should be assessed objectively and accurately.
Yeah, I hear here a lot that feelings and emotions could be a factor of disturbance for the leader, because this has also a very emotional side, which can be also to seen as a very disturbing part of it. At the end, Barbara, would you like to give us a last message on the situational leadership model?
Yes, the situational leadership model is not only developing your employees, but also developing you as a leader. Because through this assessment, when you are very consciously checking through your teams and having discussions with them, obviously you are working very closely with them. You understand them better and better. And then by this, you will be able to make better and better decisions. And that develops you as a manager, as a leader.
Thank you, Barbara, for this very nice last message. And thank you all to all the listeners. And we are very excited to keep you on our podcast for more to come. And we wish you a very nice day. And thank you for listening.
HR Diamond.